Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
Hello and welcome to Upon Cthulhu, where today we are playing an interesting game known as Salvage Union. And we are very lucky to have one of the creators, Paniotti, if you'd like to introduce yourself quickly.
Hi, yeah, I'm Paniotti. I also go by Pani from Leyline Press, and I'm one of the designers of Salvage Union alongside Alan Lord.
Yep. And today we have also Flower.
How do?
Cap and Jay, as well as myself, the regular team. So, without further ado, take us into this land of Salvage Union.
You're all salvagers. You live in a world ruled by a corporate dystopia, a crumbling world where most of the world is covered in just endless wastelands as the sort of blighted nature of industry, small-scale nuclear wars, corruption and erosion has caused much of the world to be a kind of uninhabitable wasteland. Within this world, you take on the role of salvagers. Your mech pilots who live on a huge mech known as a Union Crawler, and you traverse this wasteland looking for scrap and using that scrap to endlessly fuel and repair and maintain your crawler, which houses your entire community, family, friends, and everyone else who lives together communally with you, finding a way in this broken world to live outside of this harsh corporate rule. And today we're going to be playing a scenario called Downing of the Atticus. As salvagers, you're on a crawler known as Crawler 279, which is this humongous walking behemoth which is adapted to be able to traverse a wide range of rugged terrains within the wastes. And you've detected a ping coming from a ship known as the Atticus, which is an Evantus Corpo airship that crash landed in a city known as Hope Falls. And you sort of rush to the command bay of your Union crawler as this ping has come out and there's all sirens saying salvagers alert, get to the command bay, mission imminent. And you're sitting around the command bay now. You've got a 3D map of the area surrounding Hope Falls, and you're working out how you're going to approach this area. And I think this would be a good chance to introduce each of your pilots. So you're sitting around the command bay. The command bay is very loud. It's very hot. There's lots of tapping on keyboards. There's huge kind of CRT monitors showing the various locations and lots of data streams. And in the middle, there's this 3D holographic map of the region with Hope Falls at the end with this huge salvage ping on it. Yeah, so who'd like to begin with, begin by introducing themselves?
No volunteers. That'll be me first then. Yes, I am McWombo, the soldier, the colonial war veteran. Apparently I fought in a colonial war between the TDA and the Corpo colonies. And yeah, Matt, take it away.
Code sign Blackjack XOX. I am playing the hacker. Background, born as a salvager. Born on the Union crawler, and it's all you've ever known. Jay, off you go.
Well, I'm Flea. I'm a salvager as well. In fact, we all are. And I'm excited to get into the scrap. Flower, it's your turn.
Sorry.
On the chopping block.
Yay. I'm the engineer. Call sign is Twitch. If you need some fixing, I'll do it for you.
Excellent stuff. So you're in the command bay now, and you can see this data map of the region, and it's your choice how you want to approach the situation. You know the Atticus has landed in Hope Falls, and you know an Evantis Corpo retrieval team are going to be on it like it's hot. They're going to be in big, tough mechs, and they'll be very difficult for you to deal with, but you may well find a way to circumvent them or defeat them, who knows. You also know that there's a band of wasters in a settlement known as Scrapper's Bluff. These aren't bad folk, but they are trying to survive in the wastes, just like you in a way, and will no doubt be interested in any fresh salvage from the City of Hope Falls. And you also have reports of raiders within this area going after traders and salvagers and anyone else alike they can get scrap from, as well as lots of reports of radiation storms messing up communications and overheating mechs. But the question is, how do you want to approach? So there's two safe areas that you can effectively deploy from. So your Union Crawler is kind of off map, so it's it sort of goes into a safe place, and then you stomp out in your mechs and you approach the mission zone, as it were. And you can begin in this protected outcrop, which borders this huge radiation desert, or these rugged foothills up towards the north. Or you can begin in this hidden valley, which is a, as the name implies, a safe, secluded valley, which borders a reservoir that the people of Scrapper's Bluff use, and the mountain pass at the far north is a just huge, jagged, barren mountain line. This whole area is your classic wasteland, so it's all shrubland and desert and tumbleweeds. So what do you want to do? How do you want to approach this situation?
Well, I reckon that the outcrop there is closer, but might be the safer route to go from the valley.
Oh, but that means potentially having to go through that red desert. And I don't think I want to do
that. Could go through the foothills. From there into the highway, to there into falls.
I don't know. What's our intel on these areas? Do we have any?
Intel on what, sorry?
On the area. Do we have any intels on the area?
Yeah, so you know a brief... you kind of need a brief idea of the area, and as I've sort of explained, but if you want to drill in, you have... you can ask questions. So you have, effectively, three questions you can ask about any the entire map. Specific questions get specific answers, vague questions get vague answers, and this is your Union Crawler kind of doing a scan and then feeding you back information. So if you want answers, you can utilise that.
Alright, so give me the lay of the land here. Where exactly are we?
Well, we're off map. We can choose from deploying from the Hidden Valley or from the Protected Outcrop. So either one. It will be our starting point.
Excellent. And where are we heading?
To 009 Hope Falls.
Okay.
Clearly someone wasn't paying attention.
Hey, getting the lay of the land here. I've got the map now. So, Hidden Valley, down to Scrapper's Bluff, onto the highway to Hope Falls. That's the best way to go. We ain't risking shit. It's the safest way.
On the highway, a bit open to the anybody else around, really. Sitting ducks.
But what's the quickest way getting there?
Seems to me like the valley's further away. You gotta go for the reservoir and then Scrapper's Bluff, and then you're on the highway.
Yes. Doesn't matter what way we go, we're gonna have to take the highway at some point. From Scrapper's Bluff is the shortest distance.
Yeah, but Scrappers, they might want to talk, and it's not something I really want to do with people.
Okay, I don't give a shit about your antisocial nature. Come on, man. It's the safest way. I'm not going to risk these mechs on some roundabout mission just because you don't want to talk to some fucker. Come on.
So, for one of the questions we can ask, can one of them be... You mentioned raiders. Do we know where they've been sighted exactly?
So you know they've been sighted on the highway, and you know that they're based in and around the rugged foothills as well.
I think it's my idea of going through the foothills.
I reckon that makes the valley a bit better of a choice. I don't know about y'all.
I should also note that each of these points basically takes an hour on a mech. The mountain sort of difficult terrain is a couple of hours, but the main ways are 1 hour. So each connected point, so like protected outcrop to Rad Desert is an hour. I mean, it's an hour to the highway, and then an hour to Hope Falls, like any connection you make.
I suppose, Soldier, you've got the best option then. Do I need to program your mech at all, or have you sorted out your problems?
Now, hold on, folks. I've salvaged a lot of places, but I haven't had much experience in certain areas here. It'll take us, if we start from the outcrop and went through the Rad Desert, it'll take us 1, 2, 3 hours. We start from Hidden Valley, it's 4 hours. But I don't know how bad the Rad Desert would be.
Yeah, I ain't fucking around no Rad Desert.
Yeah, that's right. The Rad Desert is one of the quicker routes, which is one of its positives, because it's just a huge open plain of desert that goes that cuts through the area. But yes, it's obviously dangerous in terms of radiation storms and heat.
Well, about the mountain pass.
Could do that.
Then we didn't have to deal with those scrappers.
I reckon it might be a bit rough on the mechs. Might take them longer to go through it.
Well, sure, these mechs can feed it through.
That's going to be longer in the highway, and we're going to have to go past the rugged foothills anyway, where the bandits have been spied.
I'm going to have to go past the rugged foothills anyway if we come out from Scrapper's Bluff.
Would the mountain pass be difficult terrain, then?
The mountain pass would be difficult terrain, yeah. It would be slow, slow passing for it. However, I'd say if you approached it from the foothills, it would be slow, but if you approach it from the valley, it's more of a direct route, so I'd say it would be an hour to go.
From the valley through the reservoir to Scrapper's Bluff, that gives us less time across from the rugged foothills, less time in the highway, and it means we get to bypass the Rad Desert altogether. I think it's probably the best in regards to risk avoiding.
You're not wrong. It's a long...
The sand does get everywhere.
Soldier boy, I think you've made the decision then.
Ah, oh, so do I. Mr. Soldier boy.
It's McWumble.
Soldier boy. Ooh, why me whip your mother?
Super lame,
Oh, well, McWumbo, soldier boy.
Huh?
Well, I guess we're going Hidden Valley then.
Sounds about right.
Alright, let's saddle up, lads.
Righto, so with a plan in motion, indeed, you saddle up. So you find your way from the command bay of your Union crawler down through the crawler itself into the bowels where your mechs are being prepared in a large mech bay, and you're getting ready for the mission. The crawler begins to make its journey over to the deployment zone, and as you get into your mechs and get ready for the mission, this is probably a good time to introduce what mechs you're piloting and any of the kind of pre-mission routines. So what do you think you do before a mission to get psyched up, or to get in the zone, as it were?
All right, soldier jumps into his mech. He's got the brawler, and he gets in and he just starts checking all of his systems automatically, like it's muscle memory. He gets his 30mm auto cannon. He loads in some rounds. He checks the articulated rigging arm, gets it spinning. He checks the ejection system is working, although he doesn't use it. Turns on and off the floodlights, starts up the locomotion systems, and makes sure that his nanofiber net launcher is loaded. And he is ready to go within minutes.
Blackjack is piloting the Spectrum. Imagine, if you will, from what I can see by the picture, Xbox S on legs. It's probably the best way I can describe it. Probably going in and, flicking the antenna, looking at it,
going inside, and as soon as he opens the door, just cans of just energy drinks and various detritus just fall out the side of this thing. They go everywhere. And gets into a nice comfy chair. I imagine it's like one of them high-end like gaming chairs almost, but more of like an eggshell thing. You know, one of those really nice comfy, what, 60s designs or something like that. And has a bit of a laugh. I want to see if I can hack into Soldier's mech.
What?
To get it to blast out Soldier Boy.
A classic hack. Do you have any hacking abilities? I might let you do that.
I do indeed. As a hacker, I have the hacking kit.
And what hacks do you have loaded on your hacking kit?
Soldier Boy specific ones. Every single one of them just a music one. Half of it's filled with Rick Rolls.
Where is the list of hacking programs?
It should be in your equipment, which is at the bottom. So you've got two hacks. You've got Eggs Mayhem, which is a kind of database hack, which would make the most sense here. That basically lets you tap into a database or indeed another mech and mess around with the data, extracting it typically. But I'd say it's probably powerful enough for you to play a song. Why don't we do it? If you want to give me a d20 roll for that, and I think it costs you 2 energy points as well.
And do I get any saving rolls for this or anything like that? Is this a, or is that just something he can do without me noticing?
It's something he can do if you have if a mech has a firewall installed, which the hacker has a firewall as well, they can use the firewall to prevent the hack. But other than that, it's just a thing that happens.
That is a 6.
Based on the roll, of course. So I think a 6 is a partial success, effectively, I will throw over to our soldier. So a partial success or like a tough choice is some sort of choice but with a consequence. As you're the one being sort of targeted by this, I'll say you can choose. So you can throw back a choice with consequence to the hacker and see if they want to take it or not.
All right, so a choice of consequence to the hacker because it wasn't a good enough success.
Yeah, that's right.
Alright, tell you what, maybe a couple of lines of Soldier Boy does actually play out from a mech, except a massive amount of feedback in his cockpit just rings in his ears. The soldier starts up his mech and walks over to your mech, uses the reticulated arm to pull your mech close.
I don't know what you think you're doing. This is a military operation, not some playground for your digital antics. Your insubordination is putting this team at risk, and we haven't even left the fucking base.
I'll just have a little bit of fun, darling.
Pull your head out your arse.
If only I could reach.
Take that how you will.
The soldier lets go of his mech. The mech lets go and he just walks away.
Ta-ta.
And what are our engineer and salvager doing while this takes place?
In contrast to the shiny high-tech hacker and the organized, disciplined soldier, Flea is tapping on the outside of a rusty piece of shit of a mech. It looks absolutely
same idea as me.
Broken up and terrible. And he's just tapping on bits of it, listening, pressing an ear to it, and then walking on like an odd inspection. Bits of rust are flaking off as he goes. He doesn't seem too concerned about it.
Well, Twitch will walk over to a mech, look at it. It's like every like bits of it have been like, I say, been scoured for different parts. They've been put together with duct tape and odd bolts and stuff. Stands in front, checks the nice little knots, but looks at the little cargo bay, the little where the pilot seat is, pulls out a little fob out the pocket, and it starts to open, climbs in, sits in, and to get it started, like a pull cord on a lawnmower, Hey, so all the buttons start coming up. I start chewing my radio, like a little old car radio. So it shuts up. Shaking her head with disgust.
Very cool. So we've got mechs by the sounds of it, as locked and as loaded as salvager mechs are going to get. Rust and Soldier Boy aside, and perhaps mercifully the huge mech bay doors of your Union crawler open. It's early morning and a nice cool 40 or so degrees centigrade, and no doubt getting hotter out in the wastes as the sun beats down on your mech's visors and you trundle out into the wasteland, heading towards the nav map blip of the hidden valley within within this region known as the Arid Steppes. And you begin to approach the valley. It's relatively speaking quite fertile compared to the rest of the region. There's brushland and dotted bits of greenery and large sort of rock formations that allow you a degree of cover on your approach. And you eventually find yourself at the valley, looking out to where the reservoir is. You're safe in the valley for now, as you acclimatise with the region. And are you still for plan reservoir? You can see the mountain looming up ahead towards your kind of east as well, but the choice is yours.
Soldier points out, he says, right,
there's a reservoir. All right, team. I want everyone high alert. Our objective is clear, but we're not taking any unnecessary risks. I'm going to get in and out without any losses here. Just remember, stay vigilant. If you see anything funky, fucky, or weird, shout it out. Make sure we're all aware.
Well, now you mention it, there's a weird smell in here. But that could
just that's just the petrol fumes. Jackhammer ain't the cleanest girl out there, but she'll keep going. Don't worry about it.
And you see that indeed the jackhammer is leaking greasy black soot into the sky.
The soldier, clearly unimpressed with the banter, just starts trundling down towards the reservoir, expecting them to follow him.
Indeed. And that's, the brawler mech between is heading towards the reservoir and, perhaps the rest of you follow on, but how do you want to approach the reservoir? So you can see from where you are that the path to the reservoir is actually relatively narrow leading up to it. There's a lot of rock formations and more sort of shrubland, similar to the hidden valley, which can give you the vibes that there could be things hiding in wait within this area, whether ambushes or perhaps concealed mines or other traps. How do you want to approach this area? Now, the game doesn't use strict like tactical positioning, but some idea of like, is someone scouting ahead, is someone taking points, if I'll take the brunt of it, are you spreading out quite loosely, are you going in quite a compact formation to sort of cover each other well?
Yeah, the soldier will be taking point, leading the other three along the way. He's going to try his best to stick to high ground, make sure that he's always looking down on whatever terrain is in front of him. So I'm guessing that's probably more than likely going to be over the rocky terrain. Stick away from the shrubbery. Don't know what's in there. And well, how far down are we going to get to this reservoir? What's the kind of distance we're travelling here?
It's going to take you about an hour to get from the hidden valley to the reservoir. There's not really strict distances, but you're looking at about 50 kilometers would be like roughly.
Aye, so that's exactly what he's doing. He's sticking to the high ground, he's checking the routes, and he's checking back every now and again to make sure the other three are following in the correct formation.
Mm-hmm. Cool. And do the other three of you follow, or do it your own way?
Yeah, I don't think probably Blackjack's just sitting back, maybe half asleep, foot on the old steering thing, whatever it is used to make this, and it's just kind of automatically following behind.
Flea's probably going to trust, like, he's not a combatant, he's had to get a few scraps over his ears and the wastes, but he's going to trust the soldier to keep an eye out and just kind of hang back to look and see if there's anything potentially wrecked or interesting around. Just chilling out for the most part.
I think Twitch will be looking at everybody else to see what they're doing, pressing a few buttons and knobs and stuff, waiting for a second, and out pops a little cup with coffee falling down while she pushes down a little toaster, put a couple of pieces of bread in. Not really seeing much. what's the word? Much call for any further to do yet?
Out of curiosity, does anybody have any like scanning units on their mechs?
Nope.
No, hacking abilities only, I'm afraid.
And what about illumination? Is it light here or is it dark?
Can I use a metal detector?
You can, yeah. You can activate that if you want. It has a passive and active mode, I believe. And it's light, so it's morning, but it's very much light and bright as you advance for the moment through this area.
All right, then. No change to the soldier's actions.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. The active thing does, because it doesn't see there.
Yeah, so the passive is actually, so every time you cross a region, so you could do it now, you roll a d20, and on a nat 20, you just get a piece of scrap, basically.
Might as well.
So you may as well, yeah, as you're passing through this valley area.
No luck.
But yeah, you can do it every time you sort of go into a new region. The active is a short action, so it takes you about 10 minutes, and you can scan within medium range, which is a fairly large sort of distance. It would at least cover like sort of the majority of the sort of area in front of you. And it costs you 2 energy points. And if you do that, it basically just reveals any sort of scrap systems modules, any buried or hidden metallic threats such as mines or mechs waiting in ambush.
I think I'll leave that for now.
Okay, so you leave that for now, but you're and you don't get any sort of passive pings from it. Our soldier's taking point, and you're going up the ridgeline, avoiding the shrubbery and trying to take a top vantage point. And yeah, it's steady going through the valley out towards the reservoir, and then with your point looking down, you see. Sudden movement through the shrubs and coming into your mech's heads up display, you can see two creatures. They look effectively just like giant overgrown moles, about the size of a big person, bloated, and they're just sort of racing through the undergrowth. They seem to be chasing each other, in fact. What do you do?
Well, the soldier points his gun towards them and waits to see if they are hostile.
Cool. Yep. So they've got like huge gnawing teeth. They're clearly quite mutated, but they don't seem to be directly attacking you for the moment. Does anyone else want to do anything as the soldier points his gun at them?
Spin up the 50 cal, but hold fire. Just kind of lazily look over and
Cool, yeah, so you've got your weapons at the ready. These things are racing through the undergrowth, and then there's a sudden explosion as one of them hits an area of shrub and is just shredded apart. The explosion echoes through the valley, and blood and guts of these things spray everywhere. A little portion even sort of flicking onto your the front visor of your brawler and just oozing down. And it's pretty clear they stepped on some sort of a landmine.
All right, everybody, hold.
Reckon I should be taking care of that.
Shit.
My bad.
I'm going to flick on the metal detector in active mode.
Yeah, that's what the soldier's going to see. He's going to be like, Fleek, or, what was your name again?
Flea, It's Flea Jarhead.
Fleek, get your scanners pointed that way.
They don't point no way, it's a radius, folks. And Flea will power up.
Cool. So you power up your metal detector. It just works and you get a whole bunch of pings. And indeed, this area has been laced with landmines. They are mostly in the... pardon me, by basing your pings on the sort of valley floor leading up to the reservoir, disguised in the shrub. They're quite sort of simple improvised mines, but they'll still pack a punch. However, you do detect a couple of pings coming up from the path you're walking on as well, the sort of the slope paths. And beyond that, you do notice one large signature that it doesn't seem to be a mine. If anything, it looks like some sort of salvage cache within the valley.
All right.
Fleet, can you share that readout with me?
I think I'll be sharing it with everyone on the crew. Seems like pertinent information.
All right, excellent.
I do call dibs on that scrap, though. So I find it, I keep it.
Still just going to say,
stick to the path, stick behind me.
And he continues on the path, and he stops maybe about 60 feet or something away from the pings that are coming from in front of them. He will aim his autocannon. He's going to give this a go. So he's going to have a wee look at where the pings are on his little readout. He's going to aim his gun towards the ground. How far away should I be in order to keep this safe, do you think, for this mine?
Medium range within game turns is safe. So close will probably you'll get hit by some shrapnel at least. And your autocannon, fortunately, is medium range, so you can get within a safe distance and start blasting them if you want to.
That is exactly the plan. Yeah. So he's going to get just outside of range in order to keep himself safe. And he's going to keep on the same path and leave any mines in the shrubbery. And what we're going to do is we're just going to take out the ones that come up in front of us using Fleek's Redoubts.
Excellent, yeah. If you want to give me a d20 roll to see how successful this is.
No problem.
I do believe Flea wanted that scrap.
Oof.
Is that a success or is that a...
Natural one, unfortunately, is a critical failure.
Oh, so you're looking for the you're looking for the 20s to be the success then, eh?
Yeah, we want to roll high. However, you just can push to roll if you want to, as you're in your mech, so you can re-roll it. You have to accept the second result, but in this case, anything is going to be better. And I mean, you gain 2 heat and have to make a heat check. But
right, that's critical fail. We're shooting at a mine. If I miss, I miss. That's not.
Well, everybody, you can hit something.
Everybody else is behind me. There's nothing bad about this roll. It's just going to be a miss.
Well, it will be in my head, I'm imagining this roll covers the. You're not just like, this isn't a roll just to shoot one mine. This is a roll for you to navigate the party towards the reservoir, shooting the mines as you go. And a cascade failure, a critical failure, would be that going wrong in some way, potentially damaging everyone in this case, or something going wrong that you don't expect.
Yeah,
so the system's a lot more like narrative-y in that respect. It's not it's not quite as literal as some more trad systems, which are
so taking a couple of points of heat is probably a good idea at this point.
I'd probably suggest it, but it's up to you.
Alright, let's heat up the old bird and let's do a reroll. 18.
That's much better, yeah.
That's probably worth a couple of points of heat.
Yep, so then you gain 2 heat, add that to your mech, and if you roll a d20, you need to roll over a 2 to pass the heat check.
I need to roll that just now?
Yeah.
Another 18.
Perfect. Yep, so, so you push your mech, and with the salvager sending you the metal detector pings, you make a lot of noise, but you do navigate through this valley and blasting the mines as they come across your path. And
the wildlife force making as much noise as us. So
indeed, yeah. But you have been alert. But yeah, well, yeah. whoever's there is probably alerted of you in it anyway. But you effectively navigate safely through. There's a few huge booms from these improvised explosives down the reservoir path, but eventually you clear through the valley and find yourself at the reservoir itself. You can see as you get to the edge that it's effectively a huge like industrial sized water reservoir. There's gantries and galleys sort of going across it. Out in the distance you can see there's a sort of one sort of large sort of command building, as it were, or like a central building that processes it. You can see a single mech which looks like a scrapper mech, kind of a work mech, seemingly doing some repairs there. And you can also see lined up in front of you our various machine gun turrets protecting the reservoir, and you can see wastelanders on foot with they've got like overalls and guns, and they're looking out towards your position. You've made a lot of noise coming up, so they're kind of ready for you there, and they're so you see them. What do you do?
Well, I mean, Soldier's going to make himself known. He's probably going to what would he do? Actually, you know what he's going to do? He's going to bring his mech up as close as he can to them without putting them in any danger. He's going to make his mech do a salute to the wastelanders.
Okay, so you make your mech do a salute to the wastelanders, and you see the worker mech in this big scrapper, which is a sort of sort of large bipedal mech with like sort of a large welding laser in one hand, looks towards you, and you hear a ping coming over your comms. These comms will hit all of your mechs, so you'll all be able to hear this if you want to. And you hear a voice, and she says,
"This is Artemis of Scrapper's Bluff. You made a lot of damn noise coming up here. What is it that you want?"
"This is Major McWombo, looking for safe passage."
"Hey there, folks, we're just passing through. Nice mind you got there. Mind telling us how you meet him? If you're any interested in learning."
Yeah, so she says,
"You're just passing through. Hear that a lot. We're keeping ourselves safe here, and we don't want any trouble from raiders or other nasty sorts out in the wastes. I'm going to have to ask you to turn around and make another way through the wastes. As for the mines, we made them ourselves, and we've got plenty more where they came from."
"Well, that's impressive work. One day we ain't raiders or nothing. We're talking one salvager to another. Though, if you want to stay off your turf, we'll find we're not salvaging nothing here. We got further goals. Further down the highway, actually."
I want to use a ability here.
Yeah, well, what ability do you want to
use? Wasteland Rapport. So I have an affinity with people of the wastes. When I activate the ability, I become friendly with a wastelander who I can communicate with. So basically what I'm going to do is I'm just going to talk to him through the comms, and just going to say, what we're going to say, trying to make this world appropriate.
"You can always offer him a hand, Shandy, you buckethead."
"That seems more like your thing, to be honest, dear. I ain't one to judge."
What was the wastelander's name?
Artemis.
Artemis, right.
"Hey, hey, stay off the comms team. Artemis, it's very good to meet you. My name is Major McWombo, as I said. Veteran of the old war. Trust me when I say, we have no interest in your reservoir. We have no use for any of your resources. All we're looking to do is pass through the land. And if any raiders do approach, you'll have us for help."
So there's a moment of silence, and then your comms crackle, and she says,
"Oh, you're salvagers. And you're, well, in that case, you can pass through safely. We've had a lot of rough folk in these parts, but salvagers are always a friendly face. Used to be one myself before we fell on harder times and got stuck in this rough end of the arid steppes.
Aye, it's hard time.
I thought you were going to say. I thought for a moment that you were going to say before you took an arrow to the knee.
So, I may ask this wastelander up to two questions about the local area, and they will answer to the full extent of their knowledge.
Yeah, so what do you want to ask?
So, I'm going to give him a brief, without giving away any information as to what our actual mission is, I'm going to let him know the path that we're looking to take, and I'm going to ask the wastelander about the safest route in order to avoid any more of their traps, for one, and also any recent intel regarding hostile action.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's my two questions.
Yeah, so you begin conversing with her, asking about the area, and she says,
well, as for safe routes, I can ping you over some intel out from Scrapper's Bluff down into the highway. We do have the area pretty well laced up, but there's a few safe routes we can let you know to let you go on your way. As for
sorry, what was the second question?
It was for a recent intel in regards to hostile action in the area.
Yeah, so she's like, as for
hostiles, we know there's a raider band called themselves the Butchers. They're hitting a lot of targets up in the highway. And of course, we think Evantis may well be on their way. Like perhaps you, saw the pings from Hope Falls, a big ship. Went down there, and there's probably some good old salvage to get. We've not got much in the way of resources, but we could do with some to keep us surviving out in the wastes. I don't know if you'd be able to help us out.
Are we talking trade?
She's like, well, more specific than that. You see, our settlement is the remains of our Union crawler. We didn't have enough scrap to maintain it, and it collapsed out in the wastes on the hills over there. And her mech arm sort of points over yonder. She says, "We've been kept going because the old reactor in the Union crawler was enough to power the heating units and water purifiers and food regrowers in our settlement, and we've lived here a few years now, but sadly the old girl is breaking down and she won't last much longer out in the wastes, and without that reactor we'll be out here alone
Well, we can certainly pick up something for you. We are looking to pick up for our own walker, though, however. So is there anything specific that you need so we're not encumbering ourselves?
Well, she says, yes.
Corpo's dropship of that size will almost definitely have a reactor. So if we could salvage just the reactor, we could at least use it or parts of it to repair our own. And keep on surviving. As I say, otherwise we're in Piss Creek without a paddle.
What about our salvage? Sorry, this is to you, not to the character. What about the soldier's knowledge and what salvage our walker's looking for? Are we looking for a reactor?
So you're looking for a bit more generic in game terms. You're looking for 5 tech-free scrap minimum to keep your Union crawler going, and that's sort of just used on upkeep, and then everything else is kind of gravy on top that you can use to repair and build new mechs and upgrade and customize and all.
And how much of that can we carry back between the four of us?
So one scrap always takes up one slot. So you'll have 6 slots minimum each, so one of you in theory can carry that like minimum amount, but you've got an atlas with you. Oh no, you don't have an atlas with you, my bad. A 24 off the top of my head.
We do have space to accommodate that in that case, Artemis. We will see what we can do.
Well, hold on a minute there. Flea, didn't you ping something back in that valley?
Yeah, there's a fine little bit of scrap around somewhere. But it seems like these fine folks might be using it anyway. I don't think it's worth starting a brawl over that.
Are they? Well, no, in case they didn't know it was there, I'm saying.
Well then, Artemis darling, are you aware of the scrap back in the reservoir?
She says,
No, though we do occasionally send some of our boys out there when a stray raider or wastelander is in the wrong place gets hit by one of those mines. There's usually some salvage to take, so it may well be that may well be the case.
Well, in a show of good faith, in that case, we'll give you the coordinates that Fleek has got, and while we're on the way to Oak Falls, you'll have plenty of time to check that out.
Yeah, she says,
Oh, thank you for that. That's much appreciated. And in return, I'll pin you back the coordinates that will get you out of Scrapper's Bluff safely. I'll also comms ahead so our boys in the settlement don't gun you down as you approach.
Alright, excellent. This soldier's wasteland report is seeming to have made our journey a little bit easier towards the highway.
The little conversation before, can she basically say,
if you have any little mechs that need a bit of a tinkering.
She like bows in the mech.
I can offer my a service.
So she says, well, yeah, she says, now.
Now you mention it, we managed to salvage a mule mech. It was from one of the many raider attacks up and down that highway. They took what they wanted, and we picked up the remains. Sorry, work, if I'm honest. Nothing I'm proud of, but, well, the mechs help keep us alive out here. Sadly, it's damaged, and we haven't had the scrap to repair it, but if you can do some Union Engineer magic on it, we'd be much appreciated.
I offer my service.
Alright. How long is this going to take, Engineer?
We've got some bubblegum, paperclips, and a lot of dreams. It won't take me that long.
Alright. I prefer not to travel at night. If our engineer is able to salvage this mech for you, can you give us safe harbour for the night?
Well, now, it ain't that long of a trip.
So much for a quick route.
We are in a little bit of a race for time. Maybe we can do this on the way back. It's only some hours for the trip, and we have got competition on this one. We have got another crew we know is trying to get it.
Yes, you also may be somewhat underestimating your engineer's talents. If you use your magpie's repair arm, it will take you basically an hour to fully repair the mech, so it's not going to be quiet overnight.
Alright, okay, so that's fine. In that case, I'm just getting a little bit confused with the times here. No problem. So yeah, I mean, we can spend an hour to help the reservoir with the one of their mechs, can't we? Everybody agree?
Yeah.
All right then.
Yeah, cool. To briefly explain, you have like turn actions, which are basically a minute, kind of like combat rounds. Short actions are 10 minutes, and long actions are an hour. And then you have downtime actions, which are like sort of a week long kind of downtime period, but they're sort of outside the context.
Yeah, because we're still in the early morning just now, aren't we?
It's only been an hour or so. If you were to pass through Scrapper's Bluff safely, take some time to repair that mule, you're looking at a couple more hours until you find your way down to the highway.
All right, let's do that then, and we've got safe travelling through Scrapper's Bluff anyway, so we might as well.
Cool. Artemis pings you the coordinates, and she bids you farewell. She says,
"Well, safe travels through the bluff, and we'll look forward to seeing you again. Hopefully, with at least some parts of that reactor."
And I presume then you're going to take the safe route through Scrapper's Bluff.
That's right.
Pleasure to meet you, Artemis. We will be back in short measure.
And he gives another little salute and off he goes, leading the group again through Scrapper's Bluff.
Cool. So you pass safely through the water reservoir down towards Scrapper's Bluff itself. As you approach the settlement, you can indeed see it is made out of a carcass of a huge Union crawler. You can see on the side of what was clearly at one point one of the sort of armored domes of the crawler itself, numbers 153 upon it. Its Union designation, and all this like flecked rusty metal and fraying yellow paint. And and you, as you approach to the sort of core of a settlement, you can see the wastelanders there are sort of doing their best to live their lives, and they're working sort of trying to like grow the various plants from their regrowers, and keep things going. They're all in sort of hooded overalls and wasteland garments. And indeed, in the centre of the settlement is this just huge reactor, which keeps intermittently, of course, cutting out and not supplying the energy it needs to the settlement. As you approach, you hear a fellow approaching your mechs. He's a heavy set guy, and Artemis told you to look out for him. He goes by the name of Sparrow, and he kind of calls out to you. He's got this portable comms device which he taps in. He's like,
hey salvagers, Artemis called and said you're here to get through the settlement, but you wanted to repair that mule we found.
And I'll shimmy over, bit of a like kicking the step, just to be able to mess about with some new little tech.
Yeah. So the mule is this huge, chonky, four-legged mech. This one's clearly been. It looks like flamethrower has kind of spewed over it, and burnt out a whole bunch of its wires and couplings and whatnot. So you're gonna do some repairs.
Yep. Spend as much time as while everyone's sorting out, like over where, like so looking at maps, and I'm just gonna literally work on this mule as much as I can.
Cool. Yeah. So if you want to use, you can use your fabrication arm effectively to repair it if you want, and I'll say that will cost you 2 energy points to do so.
Yep.
And as you're doing that, does anyone else want to do anything within the settlement itself? There's not a huge amount here. Most of the people are sort of eyeing you up fairly warily. You can see a few machine gun turrets and whatnot, even though Artemis has told you that told them that you're friendly. They're still not they're not used to strangers, and it's a tough life out here.
Is there a market?
There's area they've got where they just pile up any scrap they find, and then as needed the settlers just go there and take what's what. As you look over, you can see, there's like a high pressure hose, it looks like. There's an old battered locomotion system. There's a rifle, handheld human rifle you notice as well, and then lots of other just sort of assorted bits of scrap.
Can the soldier cool down his mech?
The high pressure hose does look like it's active. It'll need to, like, it's intact, but it'll need to be mounted onto one of your mechs to use. So you have to swap it out basically for something else.
I don't want that. How many modules can you actually have on here?
So I can't get somebody in, like, if we don't want it, but if can somebody in the camp just spray down my mech for me while we're working on the mule?
I can piss on it if that's what you want.
So they don't have anything to attach it to. So it's designed to attach to a mech. So you could when you get that mule repaired, you could attach it to the mule and then have someone else.
And so you know what, I'm going to suggest that to old Sparrow here.
Sparrow, we get this mule fixed. You mind attaching that water hose to it and cooling down my mech before we head out?
Yeah, Sparrow says a
sure thing. At least we can do for you repairing this old mule. That's going to help us trundle along the waste and hopefully not get as beaten up as the poor traders who we found on the highway.
The engineer, you'll finish your work on the mule, getting it sort of battle ready, as it were, again. And you can see they sort of rig up the hose to it with they've got some high tensile wire and some rigging gear, and they spray you down, and the high pressure hose just sprays over your mech, and Sparrow sort of takes the controls of the now functioning mule, and you get to reduce your heat by one.
Only by one.
Fine.
So is this like that hose pipe now attached to the mule?
Yep.
I think we are picturing where it's attached. That's just me.
Someone had to go there.
Could be attached anywhere.
That's me. Oh, if I get to choose, I know where it's going.
Well, I suppose they say it's hung like a mule.
That'd be a horse belt. I think it's about time we got going, though. Kind of want to be able to salvage there instead of just seeing it get stole.
Mm-hmm. So you repair up their mule. You cool down a bit, but time is indeed of the essence, and you begin to head down to the highway, cutting through this area. Go down the large, quite steep slope. Leading up to Scrapper's Bluff, and you take the safe routes that have been pinged onto your map, avoiding the improvised explosives and other traps that they've laid for potential people wanting to attack them, and you head down to the highway, and you find yourself at the lower end of this this steep hill, looking down at the highway itself. The highway is a mess of broken down mechs, even a few old box wheels, cars from many moons ago, rusted and broken under the ever heated sun. And it's sort of cracked and broken, but you'll be able to navigate it with your mechs. And more presciently, you can see that there's a mule mech trundling down the highway. And you can see coming from the rugged foothills quite far in the distance, just a huge dust cloud at first, but it's basically going to descending down on the highway, and your best guess being this is probably some sort of trouble. What do you want to do?
I'm still just going to take point here with a gun raised towards it and the other hand in the air. The soldier's going to crack his comms on, and he's going to say,
"Stop. State your business."
Mm-hmm. So your comms crackle over. I presume you're trying to get in contact with whatever's in this kind of dust cloud.
Correct.
Rather than Demule. Yeah. So they get within comms range, which is long range, and as they do so, the dust settles, and you can see one huge fresher mech. This is a bipedal mech. It's got a chainsaw in one hand and what seems to be some sort of large engorged laser in the other. You can see hovering above it are two Mazona mechs, kind of speeding across to you. These are like huge hover mechs. They're sort of shaped almost like UFOs and are bearing down upon the highway. And finally, there's a Hussar mech, which is a another bipedal mech, quite small, light, and fast. And as your comms crackle open, you hear a voice, and the voice says,
"This is Tex from the Butchers. We're going to get into that highway, take whatever the fuck we want, and there's not much you can do about it, so I suggest you get the fuck out of our way."
"Well, I'm counting four of us, plus that mule, and four of you jackasses, so I reckon we can probably do something about it. Depends if we wanna. Hey, team, vote on it."
Can I, without even wasting any time, immediately try and hack the big guy with the chainsaw for a reactor overload?
Yeah, so, dun dun dun. So that's going to cost you two energy points, I believe. And you'll need to get within long range, I think, because you've got the high gain antenna.
Yeah, so it's still just going to just sort of position himself in front of the rest of them. He's going to say,
"Jack Black, do your thing."
"Jack Black? No, Black Jack, my good son."
You want me to roll, yeah? Do you
play? So now for this, actually, they roll an overload check. So I'll roll that. And they get a 9, which is module overload. So, one of their modules is destroyed. They've got on their mech, they've got a comms module and a weapons link module. I'm just going to determine it randomly. The weapon link will stop their them being able to do effectively a multi-attack, and their comms blowing up will just mean they can't talk. One's going to be a comm. Okay, so their comms explode, meaning they can no longer communicate with you, but also they can't communicate with their allies either. And that definitely feels like a hostile action, so I'm going to ask for one of your crew to roll initiative. So initiative is, in this game, is kind of group-based, so only one of you needs to roll, and then we just alternate between you.
Can I very quickly call out over the team?
"Don't worry, it's not a bug, it's a feature."
Kind of sounds like you just beefed it, but alright,
so what is the initiative rule?
So it's just d20.
It is more,
anyone rolls. Cool, 10. So 10 means you pick which one of them gets to go.
One of them or one of us?
One of them, so they go first. So it's like a partial, so they go first, but you choose which who goes first. So there's,
hey, you said there was two Mazonas, two 40 boys.
Yeah, there's two floaty boys.
Let the floaty boy go first.
Cool. So the floaty boy does indeed go first and speeds down into the highway area itself, getting within range of the mule, but not quite in range of you guys yet, as you're sort of up on this bluff looking down. So they'd be in like medium range of you, but close range of this mule, and they begin to shoot their flame jets mounted underneath their mech towards this mule. They miss with both of their attacks. So the mule hunkers down behind some scrap and rubble within the highway. The Mazona does a kind of flyby pass against it, but only manages to singe it and doesn't kill it. And then you hear a crackle from your comms from the mule itself, and you hear man's voice, and he says,
"God damn, this is Mercury. I'm just a trader heading down to Haven, and god fucking damn, I don't know if you can help me out, but that one near singed the last of my hair off."
"Oh, we can help you out. Quick question, you got any kind of weapon?"
Just some old beat up machine gun, I'm afraid.
Fuck it, better than nothing."
"Yeah, better than nothing indeed."
And as he says that, he lets out a salvo. Misses as well, so his machine gun just goes wild and misses the Mazona. So it's just it just like scatters over the area, fudding into the mountains, but missing its intended target as this thing zooms past over it. And then back to you guys. So any of you can act who have not acted yet?
Well, the reason I let the floaty boy go first is because I've got a net which I imagine is going to be pretty devastating against something that flies.
Yeah, net's always pretty good.
So I was thinking that I could fire a net up at this flying mech and see if we can bring it crashing to the ground.
Yeah. Give me a, I think the net.
So nanofiber net launcher.
Yeah.
This system fires a large, strong nanofiber net, making them easy pickings for salvage. When activated, mm-hmm. you fire the net. The target cannot move and gains the vulnerable trait. And surely you're going to let me get some damage in it as well, seeing as we're making it crash to the ground.
So it just automatically works. It crashes to the ground as the net closes over it. It takes some minor damage as it crashes down, but more importantly, it's vulnerable, which means any attack against it will do double damage automatically as long as it hits, and also it can't move anymore unless it somehow finds a way to escape. Cool. So it's netted up in the highway itself as your launcher sort of crashes on it, and it crashes down into the rubble and the dirt, and cool. And then it's going to bounce back to their team. Any one of them who's not acted can act, and at this point the Hussar, which is a very sort of fast and agile mech, will speed up towards the highway. You notice it's got this sort of huge laser that it's sort of holding in its bipedal hands, and it aims it up towards the ridge line where you're at, and fires at the soldier, I'm going to say, as you seem the main threat at the moment, and it hits, dealing 5 points of damage to you as the these sort of shards of red pulse lasers just ping into you,
just a scratch,
tearing through your mech's tough chassis. And then the Hussar, being a Hussar, just bounces back, so it runs down, it shoots this salvo of shots at you, and then it retreats back to then it's going to be back to you, team. Anyone who's not acted can act.
Oh, I got one of those lasers there too. I'm going to shoot. The Hoffer dude is still up, right? He's just...
Like, yeah, he can't move.
Okay, fair enough. I'm going to shoot him then.
Cool. Give me an attack roll. What are you shooting with?
A green laser.
Cool. Oof.
Is that an at one? Yeah.
That's an at one. You can push if you want to reroll it.
Push adds 2 heat, right?
Yeah, 2 heat. And
you know what, fuck it. I have a lot of heat. I might as well. 18, that's a lot better.
Nice, so that's going to be a hit. And if you want to... so you gain 2 heat, and if you want to give me a heat check.
Right, I gained 4 heat, I think, because the green laser causes heat too.
Oh, true.
Gained
extra heat off.
We're looking at structure points for hit points, aren't we?
So yes. I want to get above
so that was
9.
Just a scratch then in that case. Oh. Aye, he's fine. Don't worry about
it. So I failed the heat check.
I don't think you failed. You rolled over your heat, and your heat is 4, right?
My heat is 9.
You start.
Oh no,
zero.
The amount of heat. Oh, okay, I thought it was the heat cap we were rolling over. Never mind.
You're rolling over whatever your current heat is. So you start at 0. You gain 2 from shooting the laser, 2 from the push, which should put you at 4. I mean, anything over 4 is a success. So a 6 is a success. So you don't overheat now, and your laser pierces through the Mazona, which is vulnerable, so that's going to destroy it. What does that look like?
So just this bitty little green laser, far smaller than the red laser that's just been used, beams out from this most beat-up looking little turret on the front of the mech, and somehow manages to destroy an entire thing, despite being pretty much just a laser pointer.
Nice.
Yeah, you were just lucky enough to hit the reactor straight in.
Beep, 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 beep. So the laser pierces through the Mazona, it's pretty nasty as it is destroyed in the midst of his highway, adding to the rubble now. Bouncing back to them, their Mazona zooms down and shoots the mule as well, trying to do the same kind of strafing run. It doesn't do amazingly well, either, but does one of its huge Promethean flame jets does singe the mule, dealing a little bit of damage to it. That mule is on 9 health now, as or 9 structure points, and has set on fire, so it's going to be like burning and taking damage every turn. You hear the comms crackle, and he's like, "God damn, one of them got me. It's only a stray hit, but I'm on fire." This Mazone.
Really should have brought that hose then, shouldn't we?
Don't worry, yes. Stay your hose and down.
Well, I tried. So back to you. Anyone who's not active can act.
Alright.
I'll go.
Yeah. So this Mazone is in medium range, and the guys are in long range.
Alright. I want to try something. Where is it? It says on mine I have floodlights, medium range floodlights, light up wide area. I want to see if I can blind the thing that's attacking the mule.
Oh yeah, so you want to use your floodlights to blind the Mazona pilot. Yeah, that makes sense. Like in the especially in this already sort of heat blasted area with all this chaos going on. So I'm just going to ask you for a d20 roll for that. See how successful it is.
Let me flash them titties.
2. that'll be a failure, but you can push it if you want.
Go on then. Well,
I'm taking heat.
For a penny.
So you gain 2 heat and need to make a heat check. But first, reroll. The reroll is going to be a partial success, which is better than not. If you want to give me your heat check as well.
That's not really 20.
He didn't show him the full titty, he just saw his side.
So your heat check
just the nip
passes, and you're going to get a tough choice. In this case, tough choice, I'm going to say, is so you're sort of approaching this Mazona. It's doing these sort of fly-by runs on the mule, so it's like it's sort of zipping through the area. It's quite hard to hit. With your flashlight, and your flashlight is going to sort of light you up, as it were. So I'm just going to say it's going to basically be able to draw a bead on you and get an attack roll against you with its flamethrower, but you will, as it sort of flies down and shoots your flame, it tries to shoot its flame at you, your flashlight will like hit it, and it will be blinded and unable to do anything next turn. Do you want to take that tough choice, or do you want to leave it?
I'll take the tough choice.
Cool.
Because it says the flashlights, the floodlights are only a free action.
Yeah.
To be able to use the weapon as well.
In theory, yeah.
You say no if you want. I don't mind.
Yeah. I mean, generally, in my head that was an action, but the free action is more just turning the floodlights on to guide your way, rather than sort of using them offensively, I guess, which is more of a kind of improv'd out thing. So I'd say, yeah, that flashlight attack would be like your thing for the round, but it would work. You'll take 1 point of damage from the flamethrower as it singes you, but this Mazona is now not going to be able to act next turn, as it's blinded and is just sort of flying all over the place, unable to orient itself or do much of anything.
Thank you.
Cool. And bouncing back to them, the huge fresher mech finally joins the fray. It bounds down into the area, and it begins to attack the mule. Okay, so it gets kind of a multi-attack as well. So it bounds down. The mule is raked by laser fire as the fresher charges towards it, and it revs up its so it shoots it with laser fire. It does a whole bunch of damage. Mule's now on 6 health, and then it gets its chainsaw on, but it fucks this up, and the chainsaw goes straight into a broken down box wheel and gets stuck. So at the moment, the thresher is actually stuck, unable to move or use its chainsaw arm. And yeah, and then it's going to bounce back to you. Has anyone not acted but wants to act?
Unless the hacking counted, then
yeah, no, go for about sort of out of round. So go for it.
So we got a Munaz that's out of action for a turn.
Yeah, we got one destroy, one floaty boy destroyed, one floaty boy's blinded and just sort of wandering
distracted.
Around. You've got the big chainsaw boy stuck.
Big dude has no comms.
Yeah, he's got no comms. The comms and he's stuck at the moment.
What about the Hussar? What can that do?
So that's got a quite powerful pulse laser, and it's quite fast, so it's able to run up to you, shoot, and then run away, basically.
Well, I guess I'm going to add them a new feature, and rather than a bug, hacky hacky. Yeah, I want to hack the Hussar and basically do the same as what I did last time.
The overheat, yeah?
Is it over? Well, yeah, the reactor.
Suddenly,
thing.
The dulcet cool. tones of Soldier Boy start playing.
The dulcet tones. Cool. So it rolls a 6, so it's module overload again.
Nice.
Yep. 1 second. Let me check out what it's got. So that's going to cost you 2 EP, yeah. So it's got comms, it's also got evasion, and it's got a motion scanner. So let's find out.
Evasion would be the best one.
And you're in luck, evasion blows up, so it's unable to trigger its evasion protocols anymore, which would be annoying. If you start shooting at it, it can basically force you to roll with disadvantage, effectively, is what evasion protocols do. But it can't do that anymore because you blew them up with your hacking. So that pops on the Hussar, and that sort of takes us to the end of a round where we'd reroll initiative.
Thank you very much for listening to part 1 of Salvage Union. Part 2 coming out next week.